Hello, Scott.
Hey, how you doing? I love your show.
Thank you.
I got a wacky neighbor, too. I just happened to work with mine. One day, we drive bus, we come into work, and this neighbor is cleaning a goose that she found on the side of the road. She decided to have lunch of this goose she found on the side of the road in the middle of the bus garage.
Mm. This, and it's a woman?
Pardon?
We're talking about a woman here?
A wild, yeah.
A woman.
A goose.
No, a woman.
She ran it over. It was dead before she found it.
She found the goose, and she ate it?
Well, she was in the process of going to cook it, yeah. I didn't watch her eat it, but she was cleaning it and pulling the feathers off it and getting ready to cook it.
Wouldn't it be funny if you find out later it was just plastinated? Yeah,
no,
that's a new trend.
A real goose. Mm-hmm. We took a good look.
No, I mean, they do that to real bodies. You ever been down to the science museum? This plastinated business where you, I don't know, it's a long story. Well, that's a pretty good story. You work with this woman?
Yeah, and she's my neighbor.
Could I talk to her?
I don't know. I'm not right at work right now. I can give you her phone number and give her a call. She'd be love to talk to you.
All right, we'll get the number off the air and we'll call this lady.
Okay.
All right. Speed, get that number and tell the gentleman if we get a hold of this woman, he gets the tickets. Hello, Gloria?
Hello.
Hi, my name's T.D. Mischke. I'm at AM 1500 KSTP, and I just wondered, have you ever, found a goose on the side of the road and cooked her up?
Cooked her up?
You know, I mean, grabbed it and cooked it.
Why?
Well, because we're having a contest asking people whether or not they've ever found animals and cooked them up as a way of having less waste in the world.
This is...
Pardon?
Who gave you my number?
Well, you're not going to like him. He's a buddy of yours, but we were doing this contest, and he wanted you to win.
Who gave you my name?
All right, better put you on hold. Better tell her, Speed. She's not happy. She's got to work with that guy, too. Anyway, this is a how'd things go with Gloria there, Speed?
Well, I had to talk to Scott to figure out what happened because I hadn't heard, and then she hung up.
All right, Scott probably should get the tickets, though, because it's the only way to cheer him up, I think, what with the trouble he's going to have having out at a neighbor like that. I can't imagine they're going to be the friends they were before, can you? So the least we can do is... give him tickets. What's the total value on those tickets, Speed?
$28.
What is it, Speed?
$28.
$28. It's the least we can do. Is it Scott?
Yeah.
The least we can do, Scott, is... sort of pay you back for the end of this relationship is to give you the equivalent of $28. What do you mean I got you in trouble? When did I get you in trouble? You're not the guy with, put the mic up to your mouth and tell me who you are.
I got suspended for a few days.
Oh, let's tell that story. That's a good story. Come up here a second. No, that's a good story. We got him suspended and cost you a lot of money. Yeah. What was the situation again on that?
That was the goose. The lady with the goose.
You know, this is why people out here have headsets. Because the speakers aren't aimed my way, right? Aim a speaker my way, somebody.
Well, then your mic would distort.
The lady with the goose...
Remember, she found a goose on the side
lady
of the
found
road.
A goose, and what happened again? She
you
found
called
a goose.
Her at work.
I called her because she had found a goose on the road?
That's right.
And then I called her and had her on the air?
Yes.
And she didn't want to be on the
she
air?
She definitely did not want to be on the air.
Hey, somebody showed.
But I stop didn't. Stop a second. Earlier I was saying we were supposed to have a musical act, too. Supposed to have a musical act and a guest... And at 12:13, neither were here. My very first state fair appearance. Meanwhile, I got this guy fired. You got suspended.
Yeah, I got suspended.
How much did it cost you financially?
About $240.
We'll raise that for you. We'll raise that for you. No, we're gonna raise that money for you while we're out here at the fair. Well,
I did get two good tickets for the Twins game.
Someone heard you calling my show from work, from your job. Was that it?
Well,
and because you were calling a radio station from your job, you were suspended.
Well, the lady that you called went straight to Human Resources.
She went straight to Human Resources, and what happened?
And reported me.
Reported you, because you were a coworker.
That's correct.
Do you and this woman speak at all now?
Not much.
No. Did you apologize?
I tried.
Uh-huh.
I offered her the tickets.
Oh, it was for Twins tickets.
Yes.
What did I ask that you called in with the goose story?
The wackiest neighbor.
The wackiest neighbor you've ever had. You called in and said, I got a neighbor who found a goose, and kept it.
Found a goose on the side of the road and decided to clean it.
And decided to eat it?
Yes.
Oh, that's why it was an ugly story for her. Yeah, it didn't make her look good. She had found a goose on the side of the road and ate it. You called up and I said, I'd like to call that woman. Well, you not only give me her number, but she works with you.
And I gave you work number.
Yeah, the work number. So she goes to Human Resources. You will get canned for a couple of days.
That's right.
That's a great story.
Well,
that is a great, great, great story.
So I learned my lesson. I do not call a radio station no more.
Would you like some Twins tickets for that? Seriously. They're worth, I think, $13, $14.
Sure. Why not? Right.
Twins tickets for this man. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks.
Come on back here, sir. I'll get your name.
Call her up again?
No.
Let's call her again. Come on. Come on. You only live once. Come on, buddy. All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot. I saved that number. Think, because it was such a great story, I saved the number. So I do have the number. But if I call her, someone else told me. You didn't.
Don't do that.
No, I won't.